this festival got off to the best possible start with ecstatic Hari Kirtan. Naam bina kichu nahi gawar chodha bhuvana maji. Within the 14 worlds, there's nothing to be had but the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is his name, and the name is to be sung by loving devotees. So satsanga means to come together with devotees and chant the holy names and glorify Krishna, his names, his forms, his qualities, his pastimes, and his devotees. So, as you all very well know, that's what Krishna consciousness is all about. I'm just coming, actually, this morning. I was coming from the site of another forest festival in Croatia. And last night we had the closing ceremony. One devotee, you all know him very well, I think, Gorgadatta from, he comes here, right? So, he said that it was a smaller festival. I think throughout the course of the festivals, the coming and going maybe, 70, 80 devotees, like that, yeah. So, he said it's a good idea to keep it small. Then, if there's a smaller group, of course it's nice to have many devotees, but in a small group it's very intimate also, and that has a special quality. So, association, what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? That, sadhu sangha nama kirtan bhagavat shravan maturavas shradhai shri murtir sevan. To associate with devotees, chant the holy names, hear discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam, reside in Mathura, and to, with great faith, worship the deity. So, all these activities are going on here. They all go together. If there's sadhu sangha, then everything is, all the other things come. And if there's chanting of the holy names, then all the other things, they all fit together. So we're having wonderful devotional association, which Ananta Prabhu and Lali Govind, they're very wonderful devotees, but they always disagree with me on one thing. That whenever I speak the fact, which they won't accept, that all these, so many wonderful things are happening here due to their dedication and their wonderful guidance and association. They won't accept this, but everyone else knows it's true. It's just a little yoga maya covering them. So, we're all coming here for their wonderful association, for their, especially they've done so wonderfully in the last 3 years since, 3 years, 4 years? 4 years since we moved in the temple and really brought the Krishna consciousness of Slovenia back to life. Not to minimize the endeavors of others, but really everything's focused around, they've brought everything around. Maybe I should introduce you a little bit to Trai Prabhu, who I haven't personally had a lot of association with, but it's been sweet. He's one of the rare and very special type of devotee who's distributed books his whole life in Krishna consciousness, which is now 35 years. So from the beginning Prabhupada told him to distribute books, and he's been doing so ever since, for the last, how many, 15 or more years in Italy? 25. Oh, sorry. Oh, you're right there from the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. So, originally from America, it's now 25 years in Italy, and traveling with his wife all over Italy and distributing books. under that whole life. Actually, Prabhupada gave him a very wonderful instruction to distribute books and cultivate people and preach in colleges and all. And I think especially in Slovenia, it's a much smaller country than Italy, and I've been saying to Vasudev how book distribution here in such a small country will automatically lead to cultivating people and making them devotees. Gradually, as you travel round and round and round, it's not a very big fishbowl, so the fish goes round and round, so you get to, you're going to be meeting people again and again. So cultivating them, gradually making them devotees, making relationships with people, automatically it will follow on. So as Lalit Prabhu was saying, that we come to this festival to get the inspiration to chant Hare Krishna and then bring others to Krishna consciousness also. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
My little few words. There's nothing new in Krishna consciousness. Everything I said except about Tri Prabhu, you've all heard before many times, but we'll hear again and again. It's pleasing to hear. It's ever fresh.
Hare Krishna. Om Agyanata Miranda Syagana Jana Shalakaya Chakshuna Vidatam Dina Tasvai Shigravay Namaha Mancha Kalpatur Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyeva Cha Patitanam Pangalivya Vaishnavivya Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Bhuvanityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. Om Vishnu Badaya Krishna Vastaya Guru Vishnu Adi Bhakti Vedanta Samaditi Namani Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gona Vani Vishnu Shri Shashini Vani Kasa Chandi Sada. I feel very fortunate to be here with so many young, enlivened devotees. It's rare to see these days so many young, fresh faces. Lalit Pita Govinda Prabhu and Anant have been inviting me for a few years to come to get the darshan of Panchatattva and all that wonderful devotees. I always avoided, found other things I had to do. Somehow, by Krishna's mercy, and also that Bhakti Prakash Maharaj is here, he's very happy to come. Because Italy is a very, lot of sense gratification. Of Maya. So it's very nice to come to this secluded place, away from all distractions and disturbances, and just do what actually is the real goal of life. What is actually, I was just thinking how in the Krishna book, when Nanda Maharaj invites Gargamuni to come and do the name giving ceremony, and then he says that actually, as Grihasthas, we're always busy and are practical. Of course, it's ridiculous because Nanda Maharaj is, whatever thing he's doing is in pure Krishna consciousness, but he's acting as a householder. So he's saying sometimes we're always busy with our household affairs, thinking they're so important, but we forget what the real, so the sages, they have to come to the homes of the Grihastha to remind them what the real goal of life is. So this is a concentrated meeting where there's no other distractions, no business, no other activities, there's no telephone lines, there's no... Actually, my father in California, they have a club, and very rich people, they have a club. These are famous politicians, and it's called the Bohemian Club. And they do the same, it's funny, they do the same thing. They all go off, and it's a rule that no computers, no telephone calls, no mobile phones. They go there and they do just a men's club, we all talk nonsense, but the principle is there that if you get away from all distractions and are just concentrated on one thing, then you can have wonderful results. You can see just by the beginning, such a wonderful kirtan, so many bright faces, that it's the most auspicious activity. There's actually nothing better to be doing, nothing better. Today is August 15th, I don't know here in Slovenia, but in Italy it's called Ferragosto, that means... It's a holiday, the official holiday of vacation, summer vacation time. It's the day
that it begins today.
Well, it's the day that everybody goes out to the beach. You've already been doing it for a couple of months, but this is the official day, authorized day. And so there's no better way to be spending that day than to be here in the association, or it is even in a cold, rainy place, that we have this beautiful tent over our heads and the warm association of so many nice devotees. And because as Bhakti Prakash Maharaj said, that there's nothing else to do in this life, there's nothing else that we're supposed to be doing, that to hear and chant about Krishna. Because we have some other ideas, maybe sometimes we find ourselves doing other things, stay busy in Krishna's service. But actually, the only real Prabhupada once said that actually you should just all go to Mayapur and sit down and chant Hare Krishna. But you're not able to do. So we're making so many big projects, so many big engagements to engage our mind and body. But actually, sometimes it's very healthy to put aside all other engagements and just engage in that activity all day long, hear and chant about Krishna. Because that's actually the... What did Maharaj Parikshit when he was... he got his notice of death in 7 days, stopped everything, took off his jewels, crown, throne, everything, left wife, family, and just concentrated on hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. And so that's the same thing. Some Prabhupada also said that we are getting... We all have a notice of death just by the fact that we are taking birth, where the notice of death is there for everyone. No one can say that their notice of death will come when I get old. Notice of death is there. We just have one Mataji devotee who lives just across the hall from us. And she's 36 and she has cancer. She's in the hospital now. Sachinanda Maharaj's disciple. Very nice devotee. Has cancer. Another friend of ours, another devotee, his wife, devotee, she just left her body, the same age, 36 years old, leukemia, some blood cancer. So there's notice is there, notice is automatically there for everyone. So the prescription of Srimad Bhagavatam is that notice is there, then drop everything and just hear and chant about Krishna and prepare to go back to home, back to Godhead. So even though we may have so many engagements to bring Krishna consciousness to everyone, sometimes it's very good, at least regularly, to... And this is such an auspicious place, such a wonderful place for doing that. There's absolutely no... There's not. We can't hear one car, one motor, one... Nothing of the Kali Yuga can be heard here. So it's a very auspicious place, very favorable atmosphere for... You can feel already just a few hours of being here, the mind is... All the distractions from Kali Yuga are fading away. It would be nice if we could stay here forever, but we have our duties to go back and spread the same message. But it's in order to spread that, you have to regularly revive it within yourself. Find the proper balance to reviving it and then giving it. So I think this festival is just for that. These yatras, these are meant for that. To, they say, sometimes pull out the cord from the contact with the material world and just concentrate on hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna without any other, because which is our only real business, but sometimes we have to concentrate on it in an extra way. And I'm very fortunate, I feel very fortunate I can be here with Bhakti Prakash Maharaj. Mm-hmm. Okay, he said we don't, sometimes we meet each other in different places around the world, different festivals. Such a wonderful devotee holding up the Krishna consciousness as it is. He's famous all over the world. Some
you hold me up.
Something they like, some they don't like, but I like very much. But he's holding up the as we hope as it is. Sometimes as it was, but we hope it'll be as it is.
Well, here it's as it is.
Some places as it was. But it's maintaining that. The fresh enthusiasm and bright Krishna consciousness as when we join, that's the way Prabhupada gave it to us without any conditions or corrections or changes, just a pure message coming down in Guru Parampara. And no need to add or subtract, just keep it as it is, and it has an unlimited capacity to purify the whole world and satisfy the hearts of all conditioned souls. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. What's about Sanders?
Tomorrow morning I'll speak about Gadadhar Pandit. You want me to speak on some of the Panchatattva numbers? And then I won't take up all the time, so we could also have some questions and answers after that. There'll be time for some questions and answers.
You'll also give class.
I'll give class in the morning.
And then do a seminar.
Then seminar. But we have time. If it starts on time.
Yes. Of course, it's a bit of setting up.
Right. Yeah, usually everything runs a little late. Let's see. But my seminar is what, 10:30 to 12?
11 till 12:30.
And then after that, there's lunch is at what time?
2.
So we can run over. Also. So if anyone has any philosophical questions. I really had a battering in Croatia. It was okay, but it's just I never had so many questions that were just like, you know, really controversial. Not philosophical. I guess I asked them. But philosophical questions. You're a philosophical people, huh? Slovenians, they like to read more. No, but among the devotees, I find that you go to, in Slovenia, they're more philosophers. In Croatia, a little bit less, quite a bit less. And then in Bosnia, it's all just sentiment. They're nice devotees, but they don't read the books much. Don't tell them I said that. Well, they tell them I said it, they should start reading the books. Well, there's Carlos. The Alsatian. German Shepherd, you call him. The friendliest German Shepherd dog. He's a devotee. So your seminar? What's it all about?
Well, it was a last minute thing, so I have something I've prepared over the years about the Krishna book. It's the importance and different aspects of Krishna book. We'll speak about the purpose of the Krishna book, and then about importance of hearing and chanting, and then how to study chapter by chapter, methodology of study chapter by chapter, then other divisions.
That's available in Slovenian?
Krishna book?
That was one of the first books Prabhupada translated or wrote. I want to.
Many devotees read it in English and in Croatian. They read it in Croatian. Mostly they read it in Croatian.
Because I want to demonstrate and show that it's not a storybook for reading. You know, when you drink milk on it, it's actually extremely philosophical. And actually, Prabhupada wrote me a letter. He said that. I'm very happy because we wrote him a report that we were distributing so many books, and he said that I'm very happy it's so important that we're distributing books to establish our society, it's philosophy to help the world, but don't forget that you're supposed to read the books also. And then he said, especially the Krishna book. He didn't say Bhagavad Gita, but to me personally, especially the Krishna book. He says also that it's the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I hope that we can stimulate everyone to read it more.
Who's read Krishna book all the way through? Pretty good.
Awesome.
More than once? Ah, that's pretty good. Pretty good. Very nice. Anyone ever read the prayers of the personified Vedas at one sitting? That's philosophy.
That's at the end. That's to make sure, in case you had any doubt and you read all the pastimes, if you ever said any of that, it's just to hammer it through who Krishna is. He's the Supreme Personality of God.
What's the time?
9:00.
Oh, so let's finish now.
Not even late night. I mean,
I like these festivals. They finish early and get up early, and everyone goes to Mangalati. It's better. It's much better.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And everyone's straggling in about 7:00. Or 7:30 without having chatted their own. Better have a regular program. Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Srila
Prabhupada ki
jai.
Sarvaita Bhakta Vrinda ki
jai.
Hare Krishna.
Holiness Bhakti Tashmaraj
ki
Jai! His grace, Sri Prabhu ki
Jai!